Does it force you to be – is it a greater challenge? Does it force you to be more creative in this situation? You don't have a Haley Dolman, whatever. It's like, okay, well, you say go get the quarterback or whatever. Does it – as the coordinators, does it – is it a greater challenge for you to sort of create ways to
– I would say, yeah, it's a greater challenge. It's obviously that because – but at the same time, I'm excited about the guys we have doing it. I am. And I'll be real excited if some of the things that I'm hopeful of, the maturation of some of the players, comes through. And we'll just see. It's kind of where we're starting. Obviously, everybody's clean slate right now, so we'll see where it goes. But and you kind of said it, but in the process of designing things, you're trying to design things for your players, and you're trying to design things also that attack the protections of an opponent. Really, each play kind of tells you how successful you were at designing something. So,
basically, you make it up as you go along.
Yeah, just wing it. Yeah, no, obviously that is a lot of what training camp's about. That's a lot of everything that you're doing all the way up to this point has a lot to do with that, as far as practice and things like that, and what we end up doing in the game. Yeah, it'll be something to watch. I think it's a great topic, and I think it's something that'll be fun to watch. Everybody's talked about it a lot, and it is a concern because, a year ago we didn't get much pressure. But it is an entire thing. Obviously, we've got to cover well also so that the quarterback has to hold it a little bit longer. That kind of sometimes goes unnoticed because if a great pass rusher just comes clean and gets a sack before the quarterback ever sets up, that's just a great sack. But sometimes you get it because the quarterback's got to hold it a count longer. So we have to try to do things that create that as much as we can too. So there's a lot of pieces that go into it. The numbers, the statistics, I'm getting long-winded about this, but nonetheless, the statistics can reflect a lot of things. And what I mean by that is your statistics by numbers of sacks can sometimes reflect the coverage. It can sometimes reflect the front. I do believe that's kind of easy to see, though, because if you put the film on and you watch every sack, you can kind of say where it came from. But everyone will get into the numbers naturally. And if you win, they'll say that's something to do with the win, which they typically do.
You seem like you had some success with your blitzing in the preseason, and I even see in the last game you guys played against them. You sent McClain on a bent, and it was very effective. But here you go facing a quarterback in Drew Brees, who's great against the blitz, who completes like 65% of his passes against the blitz. So, where do you go when you?
Now I'm looking up for the question. Yeah,
right. I mean, that's a hard dynamic to kind of face right there.
Look, Drew's a great quarterback. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, obviously, he hadn't been voted in yet, but there's no question the guy's going in. I mean, he's awesome. And he's a great one to compete against. If you're a competitor, that's what you go against. So I hope I think our players feel the same way. But you are exactly right. He's very good at recognizing the blitz. He's good at getting rid of the ball. He's good at avoiding the sack in the pocket. He does a lot of things good that the great ones do. So we have our work cut out for us more than maybe a typical week. But, we face him twice a year. Our guys know him. He knows us. We'll see how it goes. The challenge is there, not only from a scheme standpoint, but more importantly from a player standpoint. When it gets right down to it, the players are the ones that want to make the plays and have to make them.
You kind of touched on this when you were talking to D-Led, though. But OC said bringing that pressure up the middle in his face so he can't see, that's so big when you're going against him. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that and kind of being able to?
The first thing that comes to mind is, their two guards are two of the better guards in the league. And so they've also know how important it is to protect the middle of the pocket. And they do an outstanding job of that. I know they have a new center, but he's an experienced player and very good. Comes from a very good football team. So that'll help them in doing that. But he does have a knack for finding the lanes. I think that any good quarterback will tell you, they really do see through the lanes. They're not going to see over top of a 6'5 guy. They never do. They kind of look in the lanes. It does help to be a little taller to get the vision, but it hasn't seemed to affect Drew very much. I mean, he finds them. And I think part of that is just knowing how every play is going to develop. He knows where a guy's going to be. He doesn't have to kind of look the field over to find the open guy. I think that he knows, that guy's going to be up the rail there, that guy's up the numbers, and that guy's up the hash, and he just goes from one to the next. So when that lane opens, he can see him. But, I think pressure inside and outside on him has had success. Not a lot, but naturally it's not like just one area do you get to Drew Brees. Because sometimes, like I said, sometimes it's not only getting after him and what's tough on him, but also on the protection. So, but he controls the whole thing. I mean, he's He calls the shots. He knows, you know, what's really, this is one of the things too, you know, a great quarterback, which Drew is, you know, he knows where he's vulnerable, you know. I mean, he knows when he calls a protection and when he redirects something, he knows where he's vulnerable. So if he sees something coming off of it, he knows to get rid of it right now. Otherwise, he can count on all of his guys to do their jobs. You know, it's not like he sits back there and says, well, I kind of hope I'm not getting anyone near me. He knows where he's protected, and he knows where it's vulnerable, like I said. And that's, and our guys the same way. And that's why they can typically, you know, progress to be so good and get rid of the ball when it's, when it looks like somebody's coming, because they already knew before the play, if somebody comes from right there, that's from a little light. Whereas the other side, they don't worry about it.